You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
What can separate me from the love of God? Shall tribulation? Shall pain? Shall people not liking me in church? Shall people talking about me take me away from his love? Nothing can separate us from his love. If everybody walked away from you, he still love you. If you lost your job tomorrow, he still love you. If your church forsook you, he still loves you. His love is incomprehensible. Get your hands up and let's praise. Lift your heart and let's repent. Because we all need God.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Perversion is easy. This is what's happening across the country. This is why we need to make sure we look at our daughters and our sons and preserve their innocence as long as possible. It's harder today because now they have privacy. They can develop their own relationships. Have you ever checked out the Instagram? Have you checked out TikTok? The tick to the tickety tick tock. Have you checked it out? You got a problem with me, but sit your behind down and let God cover you. I know what I'm talking about up in here, and I've been saying it since it opened up and people aren't listening. You can talk that noise all day when a girl can walk around men and don't feel nothing. Look at them square in the eyes. It means they're exposed, and they need to understand that I know. I'm an eagle-eyed prophet. I'm a modern-day one. I can see through muddy water, and I'm telling you, it's murky out there. And instead of getting mad with me, check your child out. They ain't supposed to have liquor or wine before their time. I don't care what you say. They don't know how to handle that. We need to make sure we preserve them as long as we can. Have mercy on me. According to your loving kindness, the multitude of your tender mercy, blot out my transgression, because I've sinned against you and you alone. You know what God is close to is a contrite, a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Anytime your heart is broken, if you would just start repenting, God is very close to you. Instead of saying they did me wrong, say, God, I just, oh my God, have mercy on me. And he'll just come in. He loves it. And he'll administer to you. My heart gets broken. I've had almost 8,000 people to join this ministry while we're in this building. Where are they? Each one of them said, Bishop, I'm an asset. And not a liability, because I ask it for everybody. But if you're an asset, why can't I find you? As soon as you get a little offense, you're gone. Or you don't get a position, you're gone. Or somebody says something wrong, you're gone. So are you an asset or not? Assets must be assessed. You should be accessible if you're an asset. If I call you, you should be able to answer the phone. I don't want to bump you. That's what you say to me. Repenting to God on a regular basis keeps us a posture of humility. Man, I love what David said in verse 9. Hide your face. Actually, he said, purge me with hyssop. Verse 7. Purge me. I like to use that or the analogy of peroxide on a wound. You may not even feel the burning of peroxide, but what does it look like? Like suds, right? That's how you have to see sin is. It needs to be purged. Purge me. Purge me. I got contaminants in me. Purge me with hyssop. That's the kind of ointment that purges the wound. And I shall be clean. Wash clean. Wash me. And I shall be whiter than what? Than snow. Then he said, make me to hear joy. In other words, when we have unresolved issues in our lives, we don't hear joy and gladness like we should. So when worship goes over, we'll be in a church like that looking around. Well, look, parents don't understand that when it happens to teenagers, and you'll say they're bored, but all they want to do is get out of your presence so they can do what they've been doing. But you don't understand that. Foolishness is in the heart of children. They don't like when I said foolishness is in the heart of children. And if you don't understand parenting, that you must arise. You can't get down there and just identify with everything. You got to get up on the hill now, remember where you were, not just how you were hurt, but your tendencies yourself. It is always worse with the next generation. I'm glad my daddy had a handle on Nick. I'm glad he didn't let me grow an afro. I'm glad he didn't let Eric. Man, Nick just was trying out cigarettes when he was in the eighth grade. And somebody went and told my mama. My mama went off. We didn't send you to school to smoke. Get yourself together. She went off. She was going off so bad. My daddy said, Agnes. My God, she was going off. We didn't send you to do that. How do you do that? How do you do that? What's going on with you? She was going off. I was like, I ain't gonna smoke. I ain't smoking. Nick can get that. I ain't getting that. But when Eric grew up, they going off because Nick just tried it around the corner there in middle school. Man, a man came to my daddy and said, Eric was driving your car? Yeah, smoke was coming out the window so thick, I thought the car was on fire. He said, what? Yeah, we'll deal with it. Yeah, we'll work it out. Why didn't you go off? I told you that was his favorite. Ear right there. He did worse than Nick. And all of us got that. For some, we let them pass. Others, we go too far with our kindness. Right. If my daddy rebuked Eric, he may shed a tear. And then he would loosen up the way he moved with him. Yeah. He told me, he said, if I was blind and Eric put his hand on my shoulder, out of 1,000 people, I can tell it was him. And so we got pet sin like that. It can lay his hand on your shoulder and you coddle it until somebody else do it. Yeah, okay. We all need to repent. Yeah, I know. It's always, we got to point at other people. I said the pastor, even to the person that's parking cars, need to have a heart of repentance. One of the reasons why God gives me mercy is because I know that. I don't act like I don't have sin or I never did anything wrong. I don't act like that. I would never walk before God like that. You give me mercy because I show mercy. And I repent every day. Every day. The prayer of repentance has 7 truths. Number 1. Write it down. Repentance reveals humility. It reveals humility. Without repentance, guess what grows up as weeds in your garden? Pride. If you don't have a heart of repentance, I'm telling you what's growing up as a weed. It's very slow and subtle, but pride is growing up. If you don't feel like you never need to repent, only the ones that's on the corner, pride is overtaking your garden. It needs to be cleaned out and denuded. Clean your garden up from the weeds that's growing up. Clean your heart soil because it's growing pride. And there's 6 things the Lord hates. Yea, 7 is an abomination. The first one is a proud look. It is not homosexuality. It's not the big sins. It's when you say, I don't need to repent. That's for them. They were wrong, Bishop. A proud look. I ain't taking that. I'm not doing that. I'm above that. I ain't picking up no trash. What if the trash is around you? You go to a restaurant, they better serve me right. I'm paying, but you don't even clean your kitchen. We can see film on the kitchen counter. You just throw something up there, sinks, dishes all hanging out. Won't go to bed before the kitchen is cleaned out. Go to bed before the kitchen is cleaned out, right? But go to a restaurant and charge them. You better, oh God, don't you ever. All of that crap is in our hearts first. A proud look and repentance always reveals humility. A humble heart is what God is attracted to. Thank you, God. He resists the proud, but gives grace, even more grace, to the humble. Second thing is repentance acknowledges personal responsibility. It acknowledges that you are personally responsible for what you did. And you're responsible to God as an accountability partner. And I strongly recommend that all of us have an accountability partner. Nobody should be isolated. I don't like nobody in my business. Have somebody that can check you. Where you at? What you doing? You hadn't been in service in a while. What you doing? Who you talking to? What's happening? We need that kind of person in our lives. Well, it's easy to isolate yourself and not hear what I'm saying. And what happens is sin is lying at the door. Number three, repentance welcomes God's cleansing. It welcomes Makadesh, the sanctifier and anointing. God as sanctifier. He's sanctifier, savior, and satisfier. Sanctifier, savior, and satisfier. We all need a washing, hyssop washing. We need a cleansing. And Makadesh will show up when we repent. Now, most of us would love Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, to provide for us. What if he choked out money when you sin? In other words, you're not getting a paycheck until you repent. Then everybody will be repenting, right? But see, you can sin and God will still bless us. Why would he bless a sinner that's saved by grace? When he blesses you after you know him, it means he's trying to turn your heart back to repentance. That's what the scripture says. When you get a blessing with a dark soul or heart that won't repent, God is trying to turn you to repentance. He's saying, his kindness is saying, I'm going to bless him or her because I know their heart. When they see me bless them and they know they didn't deserve it, they'll say, Lord, I didn't deserve that. I need to really get my life together. But what do we do in the 21st century? When he blesses us and we didn't have our heart right, we got unrepented sin, we get even emboldened. Instead of giving that gift back to God, never let gifts shape who you are or your identity. Your identity is tied to the mercy of God that he renews every morning. Write it down. Number four, repentance restores intimacy with God. Into me, see? It restores intimacy with God. Actually, sin blocks us from the presence. But when we repent, it restores intimacy. We have no problem with opening and exposing our heart to God versus hiding in fig leaves. Number five is seven of them. Repentance renews spiritual sensitivity. The more penitent your heart is, the more you will pick up what the Spirit is doing, the warm breeze of the Holy Spirit. When you do somebody wrong, you won't wait 6 months before you correct it. That same night, he'll say, you can't go to sleep. You know, you can get so in tune with the Holy Spirit, nobody even has to preach on it. You just pick up the phone. I got to talk to you. I can't rest on that. I can't do that. I used to watch my mama in church. If she got her feelings hurt, she would cook while she's crying. She never called my papa, she said, "Clark, would you like something to eat?" "Yeah, that would be good." Even if he raised a voice at her, she would sit there and cook, but she would cry. And she never allowed us to see her. Don't you ever. It's the way she handled it, with grace. That drew us, the boys, closer to her when we saw how she moved. "You want some henny rice?" "Yeah, that would be good. Thank you." And she made sure he was taken care of. She was sensitive to the Holy Ghost. She was a sensitive person like that. Thank you, Lord. After she died, I saw my daddy becoming more sensitive. Thank you, Lord. At a men's conference, I walked up and I hugged him and he started crying. I said, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "I never felt like a son until now." I said, "What does that mean?" He said, "No man hugged me. I hug, but nobody walked up to me and just say, 'Ugh, I got you.'" And sensitivity came in after he was wounded. And some of us, the reason why God wounds us or snatches something away from you is because you're too calloused. Oh God, nothing breaks you because you're strong. I'm strong. I'm diva. I'm feminist. I do whatever I want. Oh, the man, I don't cry. I don't cry. If tears come to me, I'm out. What are you talking about? God wants us to be sensitive to his spirit. That's why we worship. Hallelujah. He brings us into his house because he wants us to be real human beings, not some angel. He wants you to feel when there's pain. He wants you to go through the grief. He wants you to show your kids when you cry. He wants you to show them how to get over issues, and he wants to show you to show them how to stay in the pike, hallelujah, and to stay focused on the things of God. And when you're hurt, don't come off the wall. Do what you need to do to keep your eye on Jesus. And if you got to cry while you work, cry while you work. There is no pain, hallelujah, that can take you away from the Lord. What can separate me from the love of God? Shall tribulation? Shall pain? Shall people not liking me in church? Shall people talking about me take me away from his love? Nothing can separate us from his love. If everybody walked away from you, he still love you. If you lost your job tomorrow, he still love you. If your church forsook you, he still loves you. His love is incomprehensible. Get your hands up and let's praise. Lift your heart and let's repent. Because we all need God. I see moisture coming back to the atmosphere. That we can be more sensitive. Hallelujah. How many of you know you can smell rain before it comes? How many of you know you can hear the sound of thunder before it gets over your house? Well, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Can we give God praise? The rain is coming spiritually. God is about to sodden the ministry. God is about to help us with some grace. And glory is coming to the house of God. Can you open up your mouth and give him the glory? God is going to take care of what the devil tried to steal from us. We're going to praise him regardless of what's going on. We're going to give him the glory. Hallelujah. Jesus. God is about to turn things around. He is very close to hearts that repent. Stop seeing it as a vogue word. God is close to the brokenhearted. Not only does repentance renew spiritual sensitivity, but it also removes barriers. Even barriers you can't see. Many of us have obstacles that's blocking us from progressing. But when you repent, he removes the barriers. Glory to God. In God's sight, we're but ants. And so if we're ants and we were running, trying to get a mile down the road, it may take us a day. But because God is so powerful, he can go a mile down the road in 1 minute. And along the way, he can remove obstacles that were actually blocking your way. And God can remove the obstacle. You would never know it was there. Just like we can do for ants. Go, ant, go. But I'm going to step out in front of you. There's a boulder there. Bam. I'm going to step out in front of you. There's an ant eater down the road. I'm going to shoo him away. I'm going to stop the eagles from dropping stuff on you. I'm going to help you along the way. You never saw it coming because you didn't have to encounter it. God can open your way, and repentance opens the path. Number seven, repentance keeps the portal open for God's presence to abide, for his glory to follow your gratitude. Thank you, Jesus. Write in your notes, every relationship suffers when communication is interrupted. And our unrepented sins blocks communication. Repentance is God's gracious intervention. His gracious invitation to remove every obstruction that's in our way so that we can be restored to intimacy. Really, it's how he removes things that blocks intimacy, which is very important to any relationship. First point, when we deal with repentance, opens what sin has closed. Number one, repentance begins with being honest. An honest assessment of where you are. An honest assessment of where you are. Who's going to be honest with me? Not some fabricated thing, not some resume that hadn't been proven. Who's going to be honest? Well, I really made D's in all of my classes. I didn't have A's. I didn't really pay attention, so I'm suffering a little bit as it relates to vernacular and vocabulary. And I'm seeking for a communication job, but I want to be a supervisor. So they didn't give me the position over there. But you want a supervisory position as a communicator, and you know you deed your way through. You didn't even assert yourself. Even now, you don't even practice like recording what you say and then listening to it and seeing how you can shift. Record yourself, teach, and then be real with yourself. Record yourself reading and then listen to yourself. Are you clear? Do you get distracted? Step out of yourself and see what other people see every day. Because I believe repentance begins with an honest assessment. It requires humility, honesty, and personal responsibility. What did you tolerate in your life? What did you let linger? You have nothing to be repentant of? What did you let linger in your heart and soul? In a twisted mind, did you ever try to cure it? What excuse did you have for where you are? What did you ignore about you? What did you become so familiar that you know it, even when it's wrong? God cannot heal what we continue to hide. God cannot heal. God cannot cure what we continue to conceal. We must be honest with God. Number two, repentance produces godly sorrow. Not condemnation, but godly sorrow. In Psalm 51, verses 3 and 4, he wasn't sorry because he was caught. He wasn't sorry because he had offended God. He was sorry because he really hurt God. He said, against you and you only have I sinned. He wasn't sorry because he hurt people. He said, you, Lord. Worldly sorrow says, I'm sorry because I have consequences. Godly sorrow says, if it hurts you, I'm hurt. And see, this is why we need to get our sensitivity right. See, we need to stop grieving the Holy Ghost.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org.
Ready, set, save. Florida's back to school sales tax holiday has officially begun. From now until August 20th, you can shop smart and save big with tax-free deals on clothing, shoes, personal computers, and select accessories. TR North hosts prayer every second and fourth Friday at 6:30 p.m. Join us on August 14th and 28th for a powerful time of united prayer and connection. For more information, email trnorth@truthreveal.org. Awaken Women, mark your calendars because the 2026 Awaken Women's Conference is coming September 25th through 26th. This year's theme is Manifest. Get ready to unlock your faith, step into your purpose, and embrace your destiny through powerful worship and life-giving messages. Don't wait to secure your spot. Head over to the Truth Reveal app or register online today.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.